This Jocks 94.5 podcast is brought to you by Millennium Satellite and Video. Log on to msvnow.com. TV excellence everywhere. That's Millennium.
That's not on CNN.
And Clay joins us each week courtesy of the Home Loan Expert. This is the weirdest, one of the weirdest things ever, Clay, that Dennis Rodman is actually part of brokering a very important peace agreement, potentially.
I think it's maybe the most shocking thing in the history of sports. I mean, the biggest upset. I mean, it's not just that there's an athlete involved in a story of this magnitude. It's that the athlete is Dennis Rodman. I mean, if I had told you to name any athlete, I mean, I can't even think of who the equivalent athlete to Dennis Rodman is today. It's not just, like I said, you go back in time to 1998 when Dennis Rodman was playing with the with that Chicago Bulls team. I can't even conceive of anybody who 20 years later is the Rodman, not just of the NBA, because some people would say, oh, it's Draymond Green, but that's not really fair to Draymond Green because he's an irritant on the court, but he seems to be a fairly normal guy off the court. I can't even think of somebody off the field in the NFL. I can't think of anybody who is as eccentric as Dennis Rodman. I mean, who would you guys even point to in the NHL, Major League Baseball, the NBA?
Odell Beckham has potential, but he's nowhere close yet. But he's got the potential, I think.
Yeah, Dunaway, we did kind of crazy people in sports not long ago, but I can't even recall who some of the current guys are.
I mean, when you say Beckham has potential, Odell Beckham?
Potential, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he attacked a field goal net on the sideline, Clay. I mean, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, that's a little bit. I mean, he's also so good
at
his sport. I mean, like Rodman was pretty good, but I mean, I just find this entire story to be utterly mind-blowing that this story exists in the first place. I mean, but, you know, I don't know. To me, this is also evidence of our society. Just there is no satire anymore. Like, everything has become crazy. And so it's hard for me to conceive of even coming up with something crazier than this.
I mean, 20 years ago, and we talked about this morning, I can't believe Dennis Rodman, I hate to say this, is still alive in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's certainly a very valid perspective to have, too. I mean, that the way the guy lived, I mean, got dressed up to marry Carmen Electra. I mean, this guy is, to me, one of the craziest stories of all time. And again, I can't even conceive of who in the world of sports is the equivalent of Dennis Rodman today, as he was 20 years ago. So to have him, of all people, involved somehow in the middle of this, and to have CNN have him on to break down what, I mean, let's be honest, if this were possible to happen, and we don't know what's going to end up happening, we don't know how it's all going to play out, but if it were to happen, this is, I mean, the modern day equivalent of the Berlin Wall coming down in terms of what it could mean to the success and future and safety of the world and certainly our country. And to have Dennis Rodman involved like in this is just, it's mind-blowing.
Is this as realistic as John Daly being involved?
Yeah.
Yeah, John Daly's not a bad, that's not a bad kind of idea, honestly. I mean, I've been saying for a long time that I thought that the 98 Chicago Bulls, if you sent them over to North Korea to do a barnstorming tour, that Kim Jong-un might be enough of a fan. I mean, it's crazy to begin with that Kim Jong-un is a huge NBA fan. Let's just start there. I mean, right, as if this guy is not a little bit kooky and crazy to begin with. That's always made me think maybe he's not that crazy. Because I think people who are legitimately sports fans, I feel like I can talk to them even if they've got other things wrong going on in their life, right? Like, I remember when I met Harvey Updike. I'm like, Harvey Updike, for people who might have forgotten, the guy who killed the tree. I'm sure there's not many people in your audience who have forgotten it. But Harvey Updike sounds like your average SEC football fan when you talk to him, right? I mean, so it's a lot of times people want to say, oh, there's this huge gap. And I learned this when I was practicing law because people like to think, oh, I'd never get charged with a crime that's that serious. And sometimes I've represented murderers. You talk to them, and what's scary is not that they are murderers. It's that you wouldn't be able to pick them out as people who are more likely to commit a murder than somebody else, right? I mean, I feel like people like to create these bright lines and say, oh, I would never do X or I would never do Y. And when you look at it, you know, like the Harvey Updikes or this murderers that I've represented, they don't feel that much different than an average person, and they don't sound that much different. So I just everything about this is just wild.
Clay Travis, presented by the Home Loan Expert, and the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula would be one of the biggest stories of our lifetime. And I mean this sincerely, Clay. If he has played this big of a role, he really should be considered for a Nobel Peace Prize. And that might be one of the most insane awardings of a Nobel Peace Prize to Dennis Rodman. But if he has played that big of a role, he is deserving of that type of consideration.
I said for a while that if Trump could bring peace to the Korean Peninsula, he would deserve the Nobel Peace Prize. And people initially said that I was crazy, and now it's being legitimately talked about. I would be fine with it. Look, I mean, I think one of the reasons the Nobel Peace Prize exists is to both award but also to encourage behavior. I'd be fine. Look, I mean, if we could denuclearize North Korea, I'd be fine with giving as many people awards as possibly could deserve awards.
David tells us via Twitter he hung with Rodman several years back on a movie set and said you would actually be surprised how intelligent he is.
I'm not saying that he's not intelligent. Yeah. I'm just saying that
he's such a character.
Of all of the people, I don't expect the guy who got married in Carmen Electra's dress to be the guy who's going to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula.
Yeah, you could see David Robinson doing this.
Yeah, exactly. He married himself. Yeah. That's what the dress was for. He married himself.
Yeah, that's exactly said. Or even, you know, like there are a lot of athletes that have gone into politics and vice, you know, and been successful. I just think if you were picking athletes in 1998 to be involved in this, that Dennis Rodman is probably just about as far down the list as you could go for guys. Like, I almost would say in 1998 that OJ would be more like, I mean, you want to talk about, like, I could see OJ as being more likely to be involved in something like this than Dennis Rodman.
All right, he is Clay Travis, OutKickTheCoverage.com, Fox.
Where college football never ends.
Here's Coker with protection. Loads up, looks long, has O.J. Howard behind the defense. He'll make the grab. He's going in. Touchdown, Alabama.
The Jocks Roundtable with LT, Dunaway, and Brown.